It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the cinemas and on DVD. Get ready for...
Wait for it!
Film Sociology with WFYI's film guru.
Kaiser Sozi!
No, that's Matthew Sozi.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever. Yes.
Let's find out how thin the line is. Here's your host, Matthew Sozi.
Every single woman who meets him instantly wants to sleep with him, or they're flirting with him.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the Point and WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. Also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Sozi. The show is available as a podcast. It's also available on iTunes, and we have a blog on our new website, which you can check out at
filmsociology.tumblr.com.
The voice you just heard is a man back from his honeymoon.
Yes.
So we're running on all cylinders right now.
Back in full effect.
We are back in full effect.
And next week. It's not going to be one of these off and on again things.
So we're done with that?
Yes, we're done with
that. Are you an old married person now so we can continue on?
Yes.
Yes, dear.
No.
Yes. Anyway, the voice you hear, that's Kobe Slagle.
Yep. Hello, hello.
Fresh from his Waikiki honeymoon.
That's that Hawaiian honeymoon.
Did you have a Big Kahuna Burger?
No, and I looked everywhere we went. We could not find a place called Big Kahuna.
And I bet they didn't have red apple cigarettes either. But did you have a Hawaiian burger while you were in Waikiki?
Absolutely.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it at Morimoto's?
It was not at Morimoto's, no.
Because you had
awesome
food.
Did not go to Morimoto's to get pineapple and teriyaki on a burger.
Just checking. No, you had a steak.
Yes, and sushi.
As our wedding gift to Mr. Slagle from us, we here at WFYI, we got you and Fair Sweet Bianca dinner at Morimoto's. So
Iron Chef Morimoto.
Iron Chef Morimoto. Bad Mo Fro Morimoto. Not as bad as Cat Cora, but that's just me. Well, I'm a pig. But and by the way, I want to say on the record, full disclosure, thank you, Kobe and Bianca, for the Pure Kona coffee.
You're very welcome.
Which I've had every morning since I've been here.
Is the bag gone yet?
No, it's not gone yet. Come on, I'm not that bad. It was a much bigger bag than I anticipated. It should last me to the end of the year. So between this and my brother-in-law's gift last year, the Coffee of the Month Club.
Oh.
Yes, 2013 is a year I'm not buying coffee. Well, not by the pound, at least. So, now, ladies and gentlemen, as if last week wasn't big enough, we had Sammy Terry on.
Was it horrible?
Well, you heard the show. What do you think? He gave you marital advice, didn't he? Something along the lines of all marriages end in death. Eventually. But yes, we have two hard-hitting guests in a row. So, and sitting in studio with me, the Black Widow, Jeanette Lee. She's in Indianapolis, which I didn't know. Apparently every other person in the city did, but I did not. But she is here with me and Kobe. And I love this one.
I'll cut my mic off for this so we can get this clean.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
How are you,
Matthew?
It's been days since we've seen each other.
I am so excited to see you again.
See? She's not acting, Cobe.
Mwah! Mwah! Now I want to know if we can play for that coffee.
Oh, no.
You said you have some left. There's a pool table here somewhere. We've got APA leagues everywhere with tables in them. And I think we should have a little challenge match.
I think you should come to the house and I will make you coffee.
Because I know.
But the problem is I would be beating you in private and I just want to make a spectacle of it.
Oh, don't worry. My wife and daughter will be there to laugh at me with you.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're good.
Because I need
That's
more
women. We need some women to really.
I need more women in my life to make fun of me. That's great. So now you have a big event tomorrow night.
It's
October 19th. Good. We're working ahead.
Saturday, October 19th from 7 to 11 in the Arabian Room at the Marat Shrine Temple. So we're having Halloween Howl, and this is just a really exciting, fun event where you can or don't have to, but you can dress up in costume, and there's a contest for singles, couples, groups of three or more. Lots of fun.
Kobe, you and Bianca could go as Tyler Hansborough.
Together we could be one Tyler.
Yeah, she'll stand on your shoulders. You wear one of the jerseys I gave you. So are you going to be playing, or are you going to be performing, or are you going to be dressed up?
Yes.
Gee, let me guess.
We're just going to have a good time. We're going to be dancing and there's just music by the bishops. There's all just different kinds of things to do. But I mean, just get out of the house, go out, have a good time. And it's all to benefit Lou Gehrig's disease. So this is for ALS. And if you want more information, you can go to HalloweenHowl.net.
Or you can go to your website.
You can go to my website, BlackWidowBilliards.com, and go to my calendar and check out more information.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
And you can like my Facebook fan page.
Like I did.
Jeanette Lee, the Black Widow. That's right.
Kobe, stop Google imaging. She's right here.
So I can hear from you.
Yes, I would say, because watching you on ESPN, and yes, I count YouTube as research.
nice.
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a serious show.
I actually just learned that...
This is
a family show, kind of. If anything's broken, if I can't figure anything out, I always Googled it. And my husband, who's, basically computer illiterate, just has no idea. And he'd say, yeah. I said, what's wrong with this fridge? You need to come fix it. And he goes, just YouTube it. And I said, no, you mean Google it. He said, YouTube it. And I'm like... Google. It's when you use a search engine to find information. He was like, YouTube, try it. Type in, how do I fix this? And it did, step by step, gave me everything, showed me the actual fridge in front of me, and it was amazing. So
Kobe,
now I YouTube it.
Kobe, I like YouTube, but sometimes it's a little too instructiony.
It gets too do-it-yourself-y.
Yeah, it does.
Through video-y.
That's too much for you because you probably know how to do everything because you're so amazing. Matthew.
She's no script in front of her. She's
whereas I, on the other hand, we need to be educated.
Oh, stop.
Little spiders.
Did you do this
Not
at
women.
The pool halls?
I don't know. I don't need women hating on me right now.
No,
I'm just
you do
for
not.
Myself.
No, you're
who doesn't know how to fix a fridge.
Oh, I don't know how to fix. You know how
I
fix
you
a
do,
fridge?
Man.
No, I call a pro. That's how I fix things.
I fixed it on YouTube. I actually did it.
No, I remember I was directing a show at Anderson University last year, actually a year before, and we didn't know how to tie a bow tie.
That's pitiful. Oh. Now that's pitiful.
Oh, you know how to tie a bow tie?
Yeah.
You
the
do?
One, yes, the one I wore on my wedding day, that was real, and you know who tied it?
Your mom.
This guy.
That guy. Okay, first off, I don't wear bow ties. I am not a bow tie person.
Then get a clip-on.
I don't want to get a clip-on.
He wants to be authentic,
but
he doesn't want to...
Although he can't actually do it.
Wow. Are you playing my wife's role? That's why I have more women beating on me?
But we love you.
Yes, right back at you. The only clip we could find was 10 minutes long. This guy was too slow and too boring, and so the actor just kind of wore it, draped it over, so he kind of looked like Dean Martin at 1 in
All
the
right,
morning.
That's cool.
So it did
All
work. Right. And I still wear long ties, so shut up. I wore one at your wedding.
I like bow ties, but sometimes they get too Dean Martin-y.
Okay, that's good. We've blown 10 minutes
Dean
of the
Martin.
Film show with the non-film stuff.
We haven't even really talked about food or sports yet, which week...
All right, I'm going to say that billiards was...
Sport.
I'm a gold medalist, and it is the same thing as any other ball sport. There's a slow backswing, pendulum swing, timing is perfect. You can think all you want, like in chess, but you're not going to get that ball in the hole unless you have perfect alignment, balance, clearance, timing, hand-eye coordination.
Fire and passion.
Let's go, boy.
What
Let's
is,
go.
What is English? when they talk about
English is side spin.
Okay.
Kind of like when you're hitting off the backboard on a little free throw shot, put a little backspin on that baby. Okay. Spin.
See, this is the time. This is like the time with my old film critic partner at Fox 59 AM, who before a screening, we were in a full movie theater, and he had the audacity to say in Indiana that auto racing is not a sport. And I tried to shush him. The guy behind me said, shh, shh. The guy turned around and said, he looked at me and says, I got this. And proceeded to verbally browbeat him, much harsher than you instructed
really,
Mr. Slagle.
Yeah, you really
here.
Need to just get in a car, which I have done, and it is
lean.
Just terrifying. Yeah, yeah, it's so terrifying what you've got to manage. But you know, everyone has a different definition of what's a sport. What's a game? Football's a game.
Yes.
Is it a sport? And if your definition is you have to be running and panting and beating people up or getting beaten up,
that's
your only definition, then that I call that a full contact sport. But when it's competitive, when it takes both physical and mental skill and ability,
that's a sport.
That's what I consider a sport.
I think Jeanette will give you billiard concussions if you keep that.
Whereas like tic-tac-toe is a game.
Yes, tic-tac-toe is a game. Basketball is
a game.
Football is a
computer,
game.
You can. That's a game.
I, however, have had tic-tac-toe-induced concussions. All right, we should get to the movie portion of the movie show,
There's stuff opening this week.
There are. Yes, there is, Kobe.
There are movie films opening in.
And you know what happened? Film things happen.
Plot things happen in these movies.
All right, first we're going to start with Gravity. So this is Sandra Bullock, George Clooney. They're not lost in space. They're stranded in space. And it's from the director of Children of Men. Play it.
Explorer's been hit. Explorer, do you read? Explorer, over. Explorer. Astronaut is off structure. Dr. Stone is off structure.
What do I do?
Dr. Stone's detached.
No.
You must detach. Don't detach that arm for the carry you too far. Listen to my voice. You need to focus. I'm losing visual of you. In a few seconds, I won't be able to track you. You need to detach. I can't see you anymore. Do it now.
That's fine.
Houston, I've lost visual of Dr. Stone. Houston, I've lost visual of Dr. Stone. Do you copy?
Yes, 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 yeah, copy, I'm detached.
Give me your position.
I don't know, I'm spinning, I can't.
Report your position.
GPS is down, it's down, I can't.
Give me a visual.
I told you nothing, I see nothing.
You have a visual of Explorer.
No,
you have a visual of ISS.
No.
You need to focus, anything, the sun and the earth, give me coordinates.
I can't breathe.
Give me coordinates.
I can't breathe.
You're burning oxygen.
You have to sip, not gulp.
So where's home, Dr. Stone?
Lake Zurich, Illinois.
Is there somebody down there looking up, thinking about you?
I had a daughter. A little girl with brown hair. Tell her that I'm not quitting.
Crazy.
I know, of course, we love playing trailers on radio.
My heart's pounding. Pounding.
Well, I'm trailer.
I'm upset.
Oh, because you're sitting next to me. I'm going to get the snark out of the way first. Yes, you can have the Sandra Bullock gasping drinking game with this film, but I will say that this is directed by, as I said, Alphonse Cuarón, who did Y Tu Mamá También, Children of Men, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And so I was really, really excited that this film finally came into theaters. And I'm going to steal a line from David Edelstein, whose review of this you can hear on Fresh Air and CBS Sunday Morning. But he suggests, and I agree, see this at the biggest screen you can find as close as you can. The first 10 minutes of this 90-minute film, and thankfully it's no longer than that. It is a white knuckle, tense 90 minutes. But you have this there are a lot of long, flowing, single shots of outside the Earth, and the film captures its beauty and its terror being that far away from home. And the fact that you have Clooney, who's a veteran, guess what? He's on his last mission.
Oh, I
know. It's almost like coughing in the first reel of the film if you're sick. And then, of course, you have Sandra Bullock, who is a doctor, who's there on special assignment to experiment with some new tactics that she could be able to use when she gets back to Earth. And as you heard in the clip, debris from a Russian satellite come hurtling at them. It looks amazing. And it was fun watching Kobe watch the trailer while it was airing, because it's probably the best cinematic representation of outer space since 2001. And that's 1968, folks. And technology has come a long, long way since then.
It was a different time for technology.
Entirely too. Different. You know
totally.
What, the late 60s, much different than the middle to late 60s. And I'm pulling, I guess the guy who was the cinematographer on Tree of Life worked on this. The other cool thing about it, and this is one that kind of puts a lot of science fiction movies to shame, but the use or lack of use of sound. Cause you think about all the sci-fi movies that we have seen, which have big explosions, which apparently you could hear in space, even though in space no one can hear you scream. So the beauty of that is used really, really well. Well worth seeing in 3D. There's a couple maybe small gotcha moments, but it's more getting closer and getting intimate with the characters, especially Bullock. Don't want to give away too much as far as what happens with Clooney, but I'll say Sandra Bullock's name is above his for a reason. And as you heard in the trailer, she's lost a child, so there is a little bit of, I would say, symbolism with a lowercase s. About being reborn and being rejuvenated in the means of a tragedy or tragic event, like almost being shot stranded in outer space. So it looks great. It's really tense, not scary, not freaky, Kobe. So that means you can go. Mr. Slagle is not a fan of scary or freaky movies.
I'm actually not either. I don't like paying to be terrified.
Exactly.
I
there
mean, life
it
is too
is.
Short. There's enough horrible stuff in the real world. I don't need to go pay to be unhappy.
Thank you.
Like, so I want to go somewhere and laugh.
So Kobe, would you say the same
Kobe,
thing about?
Come on, you and me, baby. We won't tell the spouses. They can go do something. You and
yeah,
because
they're
we'll
not
see a movie.
They're
we'll
not
play
listening
pool.
To this show. Really.
Yeah, not at all.
So say, do you feel you're being terrified by watching Austin Land?
Oh, man.
By the way,
it's not come up yet.
Really?
Nope.
Not yet. Mm-mm. I don't even know if it's still in theaters. No, it's not.
Good.
Gee, you have to wait till it's out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Missed that one.
We'll have to talk about it when it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray in a couple months. Oh, by the way, first three seasons of Downton Abbey available on Blu-ray.
Or with your pledge to WFYI at 1-800-233-0020.
Not yet. We got one. Silent Web Week starts Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Anyway. Yes, it is. This is a tense ride, and this is also a film that I am the use of space, the use of what happens with the body and with objects when they're in outer space, when things bump into each other. I was woozy, but not nauseous. Because watching even the last two Bourne films, despite me loving the directing work of Paul Greengrass and other films, I needed Dramamine to watch those films. I didn't need that to watch this. Cause there's a lot of those. Now I'm on the front porch. You damn kids with your handheld air sickness feeling.
Learn how to use a damn tripod!
Right. Yeah, use a tripod. But, it's really unnerving at times to watch this, and it's beautifully made. So, go see this.
Oh man.
Seriously? You don't have a response
to
that?
No.
Yes! You played it twice. That's good, because it's good.
No, well, no, there is.
Are you saying the visual effects of it are that good, or the story itself as well? Or is it all about just
I think it's the visual. No, there's more to it than the visual effects, because you're really into this. There were people yelling at the screen on this. And, I mean, this is not... I mean, we've had the Stranded in Space stories before. That's gone as far back as science fiction. fun little side note is the voice of the person down in Houston talking to George and Sandra Bullock, Ed Harris. Nice little nod to Apollo 13.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, cute little nod and a wink to that.
I love Ed Harris.
Yes, and Ed Harris loves you. So I've heard.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that. So, but no, I think, you know, some could say it's kind of a B movie story about being, but it's an A plus budget. And it looks great. I mean, it's just a great looking film from a technical standpoint, and it accomplishes the tension and the uncertainty and the fear, not being scared or freaked out, Mr. Slagle. So.
And Miss Widow.
Widow.
Exist.
Yes,
I am
Miss...
here, and I will be terrified.
But you see, I make fun of Kobe for doing that. I would never make fun of my guests. No,
That's so smart. Well, considering what I do for a living.
We got that, right?
We got that.
Okay. She busts his billiard balls. Anyway, yes. So we'll get to, in fact, we're going to talk about billiards and cinema in a little bit. So yeah, go see Gravity. We are now knee deep in grown-up movie season between mm-hmm. Rush and Prisoners and this film. So go check that out.
But it's not a Rush concert film.
It is not a Rush concert film.
Awesome.
Yeah, directed by Ron Howard. That would be kind of cool. So, okay, we now move on to Runner Runner. This is the film with Justin Timberlake, Ben Affleck, and Gemma Arterton. And it's, I guess Timberlake could still play somebody who's in college, who is working in online gambling, and he winds up getting involved with online gambling in the down in South America, down in Costa Rica, with Ben Affleck, who may or may not be the most reputable business person in the world.
He's hanging out with questionable guys.
And then you know what? Questionable plot things will happen.
Oh, no. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
You have a real gift.
I want you to make this place proud.
But gambling is forbidden on campus.
I owe 60 grand tuition due next week. And that's if I don't eat.
Change your tune, or you won't have a school to pay for.
Is your plan to gamble for your tuition money?
It must be really nice to have your education paid for.
I've been 3 tabling. Statistically, it's the right play.
This is the one you wait for.
Maybe he was waiting for you.
Look how far outside the normal win rates the guys would be sure.
I was cheated.
Forced to move offshore is one of the internet's dirty little secrets. Online poker.
You're about to jet off to a country you've never been to with a language you do not speak.
Do you have any idea how crazy this is?
Richie first.
This is the house.
Why the house?
The house always wins. Which is why we don't have to cheat people.
But the math is right. Am I missing something?
No. Programmers decided to write a backdoor into the code. You saw it. Game to me.
That's a little something for your troubles.
Plus, of course, you feel like sticking around and taking a shot at a real business. Guaranteed 7 figures in the first 18 months. Say the sea is bending. What do you say?
What do you think?
This is the place. All things are possible.
Call me Agent Shavers.
The FBI's into the kidnapping business now?
You work for me.
What are you talking about?
Bribing an official. Racketeer.
You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
Just ask yourself, are you doing something wrong?
Are we? Why is the FBI all over me?
He's jealous. He sees what you have, he sees what you're gonna have, and he's lugging it away for chump change.
You let me walk right into it, Ivan.
This is your job. You want a clear conscience? Go start a charity. But if you want your own island, and your boss says you gotta go out there and take a beating, go out there, take it, come back to work, and say, do you need me to do it again? You have 48 hours. Get us the evidence on block.
What I have to do to get out of this, I can't do it alone.
You know I'm with you.
Those are crocodiles.
You know, at the casino, when they give you chips, they say, good luck, sir.
They don't tell you.
But sir means dummy. Good luck means... What are you gonna do?
That was quick.
Yeah.
That cut off. Timberlake is torn between the boss of the, Wall Street, but there are Wall Street elements to this film. And he's torn between somebody that is giving him a lifestyle that he wants and the law, even though they're in Costa Rica. Probably the nicest thing I can say about this film, besides the fact that Gemma Arterton is tan in this film, and it's nice to see her tan after watching her many times in Tamara Drew and Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Yes, I enjoyed Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Guess what? we probably didn't see it.
No.
You know what? No. You know what? I was ridiculous, over the top. I mean, it's more, I would say it's more Machete or Red. Then,
speaking of Machete, then, kills.
That's next week.
Oh, I thought that was this
no,
week.
That's next week. I'm hopefully going to see that next week. No, it's more like Machete or Red or Kick-Ass than say Snow White and the Huntsman, you know, or the Woodsman, or the Mirror Mirror, the bad, the, you know, both of those films that nobody really needs to watch. Part of it, and that film was also produced by Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. So there's a little tongue in cheek to the action of them hunting witches. And Famke Janssen plays a witch, and boy, the world is just slightly better for that. She's also played a pool shark in a movie.
Really?
Yes, we'll look that up in a little bit. But with this film, with Runner Runner, so there's elements of Wall Street, there's elements of Two for the Money, but this is a story we've seen before of somebody trying to break into what could be some shady business deals, and are they going to get their way out of it? This film works if you've never seen any of those films whatsoever, because there's no surprises, there's nothing shocking, you know how it's going to end. Even if you don't, maybe you can't figure out all the twists and turns. So it's like, you would destroy me in pool. We know that. How you do it.
I enjoy it.
Yes, we know that. But as far as the ball pattern and the way things drop into the holes, well, we can't
read
your mind.
No, but some people might think it would get old to beat a man playing pool.
Not you.
Surprise, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't get old. It's ready? Incredible.
Ready, Cole? Yes, dear.
See? Yeah, good job. It's called Rack Them Again.
Yes, dear.
Good job.
You writing this down,
Cole? So yes, well.
I know. So anyway, yeah, no news surprise on this. So I guess there's an audience for people who have never seen this film. I don't know who it is. Nobody that comes on this show, of course. So they're probably younger than us. And that includes you, Cobe.
Younger than we. Are you saying
you two, I don't age.
Yeah,
so
it's not.
I'm Korean,
hella bad.
Korean American, so that means my
you're ageless.
Age. Mm-hmm.
Yes, dear.
Thank
yes,
you.
We know. So, okay. Also going on this weekend. Uh-oh, Cobe.
What?
It's midnight movie season.
Oh, yes, it is.
At Landmarks Keystone. Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever been to a midnight movie? This is not a proposition.
I have. When I was younger, I went to the A Street Playhouse and watched Pink Floyd, The Wall, and you know, things like that. There
really?
Were a lot of Rocky Horror Picture Show. I was born and raised in New York City.
Oh, okay.
So I hung out in the Village, and they had midnight shows.
Midnight movies are a lost art.
But that was when I was 15 and under.
So this was a few years ago.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Literally
but
a couple.
But since then, I've never been to a midnight show, and I've never been to a drive-in. And I know that they exist here in Indiana.
Yes, there's.
I'm not sure they exist anywhere else.
There's
right?
There's about three left in the state. So, and I can't. You know, we'll check during the break.
One day I'd like to see one.
I would love to get.
Be so
not weird. Necessarily you to drive. I'd love for you to have the drive-in experience.
Yeah, I gotta do that.
Yes, because then Lynn and Emma would make fun of me. I can't remember if Tibbs and the rest of those places are done for the season. It being October and all. But anyway, midnight movies at Keystone Art Cinema tonight and tomorrow night at midnight. The original 1984 Wes Craven directed Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm. Great, I'll just jump right on that.
It's the best. I will say it's the best of the lot of the Nightmare on Elm Street films. Not budging.
Nope.
Not at all.
I'm disappointed still that they.
They didn't show The Room or Miami Connection.
You get The Room every summer, but last year in the fall they did Big Lebowski, and I quite enjoyed.
Well, that's
going
the
to Big
summer.
Lebowski. No, that was in the fall.
Was it in the fall?
That was in the fall.
We were there. I don't. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I guess it was the fall.
Yep.
Okay.
Good White Russians that night.
They were Good White Russians.
Mm-hmm.
You're right over there.
Sorry.
She's thinking about White Russians, folks. Okay, so that's tonight. And then at IMAX, and big kudos to Craig Mintz about this. This is October 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th at 7 and 9 p.m., a double feature of VHS and VHS 2, the found footage horror short film compilation directed by the likes of people that made The Blair Witch Project, I believe. I can't remember if Eli Roth has something involved in this. Hobo with the Shotgun. I've only seen a couple clips of the first VHS. I have not had the full VHS experience.
Do people like it for cinematic quality, or do people like it just because it's scary?
I think they like it because it's scary.
Okay.
No.
I would not.
You would not?
Nope.
No. So that's happening. So don't listen to Kobe. That's happening at IMAX on the 10th, 11th, and 12th next weekend. Kobe.
Yep.
How are things at your alma mater?
Well, this weekend at IU Cinema, tonight, Friday, 6:30 p.m., 1971's The Telephone Book. You know it?
It's a yellow book.
Okay. At 9:30 tonight, we have Argento's Dracula 3D.
Really? Yes. Dario Argento? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Midnight Movies at IU Cinema tonight, 1982's The Thing.
Ooh, you wouldn't like that one.
Thank you.
Really well creepy movie with well-made creepy movie with Kurt Russell, Wilford Brimley, and some really cool special effects from Rick Baker. And an Ennio Morricone score.
Ooh.
Ooh. Should go down and
oh,
see some.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Tomorrow, Saturday, 3 p.m., Safety Last from 1923.
Ah, the great Harold Lloyd silent movie. Ghost, that's the one where Harold Lloyd hangs off the clock.
Manhattan Shorts program at 6:30 tomorrow night. In the International Art House series, and then again 9:30 tomorrow night, Argento's Dracula 3D, and then we totally shift gears. Sunday 3 p.m. The Shawshank Redemption, and 6:30 Misery from 1990.
Ooh, have you seen Misery?
Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Don't want to.
Don't
what
know anything
it about?
About it.
That's the one with Kathy Bates, who won Best Actress, and James Caan.
It's a thriller, so most likely no, I don't want to see.
And
it.
It's based on a Stephen King. Yes, dear.
We are
yes, Kobe.
Get to family movies, right?
Yes, we'll get to the family. Hey, this is a family show.
Kind of.
Sort of.
So, I'm the cousin that lives under the sink. All right. but no, this is the one where Kathy Bates has James Caan kind of held against his will. He's a writer who was injured, and she's a nurse, and
she's nuts.
Yeah.
I accidentally saw that. I hate that.
You tripped over the movie and it turned on.
That happens to me all the time. My husband will be watching something. I'll walk by. I'll get really into it and then suddenly be scared to death and I'll be sick because I can't leave because now I'm in it.
Yep.
And once I'm in it, you know, there's people that can actually fall asleep watching movies. I've never in my entire life ever fallen asleep watching a movie. I can't do it no matter how tired I am.
Okay.
I'm stuck once I'm in. It's horrible.
It's tourable.
That is tourable.
Is that you, Kobe? Are you sucked into something?
Or can you fall asleep watching a movie?
I can fall asleep watching a movie.
We're not going to talk about your wife's picks. Oh, look, Jim Merchant Ivory. By the way, I enjoy Merchant Ivory. Okay, let's take a short break, and we'll talk about what's new on DVD and Blu-ray, and then we'll talk with Jeanette Lee, the Black Widow, or she'll just, you know.
About Halloween Howl.
Or she'll just put me in my place, or both. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the Point, and WFYI what?
Who knows where the second half hour will take us?
You know, we're going to have a strong second half. I think we had a real good first half. I think we reviewed movies. We had banter with the guest. I'm sounding like a show host, a show coach. Yeah, in the second half, we're going to review some more. We're going to have some more banter, and we're going to have some good radio interviews on the radio show.
We'll be back in the second half right after Blackula.
Black. Are either one of these any good? Sir?
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, have you heard anything about either one of them?
I find it's best to stay out of other people's affairs. You know who I can do without? I could do without the people in the video store.
Which ones?
All of them.
What would you get for a 6-year-old boy who chronically wets his bed?
So do you have any new movies in?
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
They never rent quality flicks. They always pick the most intellectually devoid movie on the racks.
Ooh, Navy SEALs!
It's like in order to join, they have to have an IQ less than their shoe size.
Just go open the video store.
Yeah, open the video store!
Blockbuster Video! Wow, what a difference!
Oh, that's the old one.
That is the old one.
You gotta translate the new one with Tyler Hansborough speaking Canadian.
Well, if you missed it, here it is again.
Welcome back to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the Point and WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msoci@wfyi.org. Also on Facebook, also on Twitter at Matthew Soci. If you're listening to this show live right now, congratulations. You figured out that there's an HD2 or WFYI.org to listen to things.
Nice.
I'm sure Jeanette Lee, the Black Widow, is hanging out with us, and I'm sure folks, somebody will say, I turned it on and I heard news. So just be aware of that. So
I appreciate that.
So, but the show, but you can remind, they can hear the show as a podcast on Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're replaying this to Sunday at 4:00.
Yep. And who knows?
Oh, that's right. Cause one of these days, and Jeanette, you are more than welcome to, but one of these days we might actually do a live show on a Sunday.
That would be exciting.
That's right. We're asking people to work on the so-called day of rest. If the Lions are losing really bad, I might want to do a 4:00 show. Oh, by the way, today...
Cole, what are you doing?
Today is game one of the ALDS. That means Matt Soci is insufferable.
I thought you were about to go to the... that means my Tigers...
No,
I thought you were about to. You're holding up the three here.
Yeah, that's the Pistons. So
yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, because my favorite basketball team's in basketball hell, but the Lions are doing pretty good. They defeated the Bears, and that's all that really matters. That's not true.
It's what you play for.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like for a while, people here say, "I don't care as long as we beat the Patriots."
Yep.
Oh, so you want a 2-14 record?
Mm-hmm.
No. But yeah, the Tigers are playing the Athletics, and that makes me a happy person. So, and I'll be talking about that tomorrow on the Blues House Party, where I'll be chatting with Kevin Anker, local musician and producer.
Cool.
Speaking of cool.
Hey.
How are things with the cool down?
Los cool down?
Los cool down. Don't speak in NBA Spanish.
Cool down's good. We will have an archive show tomorrow. See what I did there?
Yeah, I got
it. It's an archive show tomorrow, and we'll be all new next weekend. So tune in next weekend.
I bet there's gonna be a lot of songs about love and marriage, love and happiness.
How long have you been married?
2 weeks.
Oh wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You still got the tan.
And how long were you together before then?
2.5 years.
Okay, so you've got a chance. Got a chance.
Jeanette says there's a chance. So,
well, when I first moved here, I didn't really know who Reggie Miller was as well as my husband did, who's born a Hoosier, and we met when I was living out in L.A. And we're sitting next to him and Marita at the time, and George is grabbing my knee as I go, "So, do you get more points when you're really far away or when you're really close up, when you make the thing in the field goal?" And George is just like, we're just married, and he's just grabbed my leg, and Reggie is asking me pool questions, right? So we're having this ridiculous discussion.
You have to knock it in those 18 pockets.
And the only thing that I took away from that whole dinner, I mean, it was an enjoyable dinner, and since then we had become friends, but I just remember him saying, make it past the first 2 years. If you can make it past the first 2 years, you've got a shot.
Exactly. In fact, the can that that Jeanette's drinking from, that's how many rings Reggie has. Welcome to
so rude.
Welcome to Sports D-Bag with Matthew Soci. How are you? So yes, Jeanette Lee, the Black Widow, is hanging out with us, and you have a major event coming up with Halloween Howl.
Yes, it's going to be at the Murat Shrine Theater on October 19th. You can find out more information on HalloweenHowl.net, and it is it's just a great party, a great way to give back to your community and support ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and we're going to have just music, and the bishops are playing, and we've got all different kinds of costumes, silent auctions, and just a great time to just get out. Have a good time. Or you could play pool and join the APA, join a pool league. That's another opportunity.
Really?
Or you could just sit there and hit me on my Facebook.
Do you have your...
like my Facebook fan page, Jeanette Lee the Black Widow.
That's right. I'm
Did
there.
You catch that?
You'll
yeah.
be there too.
That's right.
Do you have your costume picked out?
You know, I'm so lame sometimes. Last year I was a Black Widow.
No.
I wore a widow's hat.
Get out.
And this very sexy, like, Elvira black gown with the long black gloves, and I had a widow's hat, and I put this, like,
at least you didn't have a
black all over my eyes, and I drew this whole big spider web across the side.
At least you didn't have a widow's peak, so.
No, I don't have that.
That's good.
Yeah, I got to think of something a little bit more original, I suppose, but I was so comfortable.
I could see that.
And I didn't have to go shopping. I had everything in my closet.
Well, Kobe, I know you and Bianca, you're going as what, Bridget Jones and Mr. Darcy?
Oh, my God.
No?
No.
No, okay.
Nope.
I see.
Nope.
What is your plan?
I'm not jumping into a lake, going swimming. No.
In pantaloons.
No.
I do all this, and yet I'm going to say, unless I can find a wheelchair, I will not go. I would like to go as Dr. Strangelove, but I need a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Now, my wife, however, equity actress that she is, her response is, I get paid to put on costumes and play characters. Why do I want to do this on October 31st?
Because you want to do it on October 19th and come to Halloween Howl.
You know what? I'll pass that.
Do you like
you
that?
Two should have brunch. That should. Ooh, that's right. The film sociology brunch.
Oh, pledge item.
At Taste.
Nice.
And Sobro Cafe. That should be a pledge item. Because we did do that. We did do, mm-hmm. we had lunch with the film sociology crew.
Yep.
Dinner at Yatz.
Yep.
And so we might have to do that again.
I haven't been to Yatz in a while.
I've never been there.
Been having a
You've never
before.
Been to Yatz?
Oh
I told you, I'm lame. Golly, what?
Yeah, we're gonna
what
we're
kind
gonna
of
fix
life
it.
Do world champions have anyway? You just play pool, break balls, you know.
Wait a minute, I think
humiliate men. It's a rough job.
Oh, wait a minute,
somebody's gotta do it.
Bill Lambier says the same thing. Okay, let's get back to DVDs and Blu-ray. Kind of a light list this week, and that's okay. The main title is a film between this film and The World's End. I don't need to see any more end of the world movies, apocalyptic movies anymore. And it's, of course, This is the End. This is the one that features basically playing caricatures of themselves. Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill,
yes.
James Franco, Craig Robinson, Michael Cera. Okay, he's in it a little bit, Kobe, but you should still watch it. Kobe has a list of actors he does not like, and Mr. Cera is on that list.
Oh, don't hate.
Yeah, don't be a hater.
Oh. See this? But you liked this.
I did enjoy this. Because it's kind of in that, it's like the offshoot of the Judd Apatow, tree branch.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys are over on one side. And, Jay Bushnell is of course in the show as well. And it's a party at Franco's house and the world starts to come to an end. And everybody, it winds up being kind of a character of themselves. Jonah Hill is a little too happy. James Franco is a little too acerbic and weird. Danny McBride's in it. He kind of plays, he makes a point of making himself the villain. And so everybody just does that. But the fact that there's a little bit of, body, demonic possession. There's a little bit of end of the world. There's a little bit of end of the world, not necessarily zombies, but end of the world creatures outside ready to zap at anybody. Emma Watson has a cameo that's a lot of fun. So yeah, it's kind of a crude R-rated end of the world picture. So between this and the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost film,
oh, yes.
The World's End, I'm done. I mean, World War Z made a lot of money. That's great. But between this and World's End, done. I don't, you can watch The Walking Dead and all the other films that have the world coming to hell, you know, going to hell in a handbag or coming to hell in a handbag. I sound like Edo Bradovich now. So very funny stuff. Now, you've been asking for family movies for 45 minutes.
Yay! I do have 6 children. I don't know if you're aware of that.
That's
but the Black Widow has widows in training all over the place.
she
We do.
She's
we
a DI.
A lot of children. Too many children.
You teach them how to break, and you teach them how to break.
That's right. That's right. Five girls and a boy, so it's just right.
He also says, yes, dear.
Well,
where's
the
son?
He's 21. He's 21. He's a senior at Indiana University, Indiana State.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, I'm sorry, ISU.
He's in Terre Haute.
Yes, and he's awesome. He's just the best good young man on the planet. I just love him.
So, ladies,
I'm a huge John Kang fan.
So, where is he in the family, in the siblings?
So, I have two stepdaughters, Morgan and Olivia. Morgan's mm-hmm. married, has a child, so I'm a grandma. And
then
we have Olivia.
That's not possible, but go on.
Thank you. And then we have Olivia, and then we tried for about 10 years before we had Cheyenne. From birth, we adopted her, so she's Korean-American. And then a year and a half later, we were asked to adopt two foster brothers. And
okay.
So we took on John, the older one. We didn't legally adopt, but he's my godson, and we helped him out and love him. And then we were blessed to have a surrogate, Angie Carey, our twins, lost the twins, okay. So we have Chloe. And then when Chloe was 8 weeks old, I got pregnant. I'm not even going to tell you how old I was, but
oh, good.
I will tell you that it was not 25 years old I had Savannah, and I've had 11 major surgeries, 8 of them on my back. So my body was not ready to have a child, but she just turned 3 and Chloe just turned 4.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So my youngest are 3 and 4. They're 10 months apart.
Okay.
Holy cannoli. Two babies in potty training is not good.
I thought you were going to tell us how it was going to happen, but no, I'm glad you didn't.
No, hubby did take care of that, by the way.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. You know, and like, by the way,
that's enough children.
Okay, but yeah, and guys, dads, expecting dads, you can say we all you want. You're not having a kid. You're not. You can co-produce it, but you're not carrying the ball into the goal line.
You can't say, we're pregnant.
No, I never did that. Never,
you
never.
Do it?
Oh, no. One contraction and I'd scream for my mother. Are you kidding? No, Lynn had the baby. I just get co-producer credit. So.
No, yeah, we were 17 hours in, over 100 injections trying to get an epidural or a spinal block in my spine. But because I've had so many multiple back surgeries, they couldn't get it in with anything short of a hammer. So I ended up just pushing with nothing.
With Fred Williamson?
I was very unhappy.
See what
the
I did
time.
There, Cub?
Very, very unhappy.
Well, for your family, there is a film out on DVD and Blu-ray this week called The Croods. And this is by DreamWorks Animation.
But there was a Croods, wasn't there?
The Croods with a D. This is kind of a, it's almost like my big fat prehistoric family, because it is a family of cave people.
Right, but wasn't there a movie already out?
Yes, it's out. It's now out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, all right.
See, here's
okay
the,
then.
Here's,
I think I'll just.
I'm going to be John. I'm
going to
be John Madden.
Right,
I'm going to be John Madden. Draw pictures on the radio. So here's the
you
clock.
You got me thinking about
here's
my
new
family.
Movies. Here's okay. new movies. Here's the old titles on DVD and Blu-ray. New titles on DVD and Blu-ray.
Okay.
Here's Black Widow making
Don't
fun
make
of Matt.
Don't make me smack you. Okay.
Oh, here's more of Matt Black Widow making fun of Matt. Anyway, so this is one. It's now out on Blu-ray. And yes,
nice.
This is the family that they're trying to survive the evolution of mankind as we know it. The daughter, voiced by Emma Stone, doesn't want to hang out with her family, even though everybody needs to get together and move on and evolve and grow thumbs and everything like that. Some of the familiar voices, Nicolas Cage and Catherine Keener, are the parents. Cloris Leachman, guess what? Feisty grandma.
No, no.
Betty White was not available. Your guy, Ryan Reynolds is also in this film. He did two animated films this year, Turbo and The Croods.
Oh, yes.
So you know why? Because they're still better than Green Lantern. But it's a fun film. It's a little better than I thought, because there is kind of a debate between what constitutes and who created things like fire and torches, and you know who takes credit for creations, for inventions, and who gets to evolve more than others. So, and actually Nicolas Cage is kind of amusing in this one compared to, well, most of his work in the last 10 years.
Chloris was funny,
so.
Too. Hmm? Chloris was pretty funny, too.
Yes. So, anyway, it looks good. It's now out on DVD and Blu-ray. It's been kind of a weak year for animated features, but this one's pretty good. Now, also out on DVD and Blu-ray old titles. So we asked the question, if you own a Blu-ray player, do you need to buy this film on a Blu-ray? because of the picture quality. Maybe there's extra special features, or maybe somebody in your home demands that you have this. So we'll start with The Little Mermaid.
Aww.
Most likely.
Yeah, you're going to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. There is the 3D edition of Wizard of Oz. You need to have a really good 3D.
Okay,
original Wizard of Oz. No, not the Sam Raimi film with James Franco.
Yes.
No, this is the original one, which they put out in theaters in 3D. I would say have a great 3D television in order to get that on 3D.
I really appreciate it. I think so.
Also, the original House of Wax with Vincent Price. Really?
No.
It's 50 scary. Which is
not... that's different scary, but that's still scary.
It's hard to. Oh, come on! That's scary. Well, even I could. I don't know. Maybe.
Whoa!
See that? No. See it? No. Oh, even though maybe not.
Well, I might not, you know, jump at the chance to watch it, but right. I definitely think I could swallow. I've seen a lot of older movies, and they're so fake that it's hard
or
to
tame
get scared.
Compared to. So let me. Yeah. Jeanette, how many Hitchcock films have you seen? So she's one up on you, Cobe. Okay, we'll work on that. All right, we'll shift gears.
I used to read Nancy Drew when I was a child. Does that count?
That's
not Hitchcock.
I know it's pitiful.
So that's...
No, I know, but I'm saying that I started to get into some of the mystery and these different stories, okay. But then they got too scary once they got to Hitchcock.
So I guess I won't bring up the Amityville Horror Trilogy. That's now. The Torn Curtain, one of the lesser favored espionage thrillers from Alfred Hitchcock with Paul Newman and Julie Andrews. And then we have From Here to Eternity.
Don't know it.
Really? You don't? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's Burt Lancaster, Deborah Kerr, Donna Reed, Frank Sinatra won the Oscar, Ernest Borgnine. Basically, it's Pearl Harbor way before Pearl Harbor and way better. You know the scene, the famous scene with Deborah Kerr and Burt Lancaster kissing on the beach as the water rushes over them. It was made fun of an airplane. I got two brick walls.
Oh, yes.
Thank God. Okay. I have two brick walls looking at me. One of the most iconic moments in cinema.
Huh?
So, all right. Those are out on DVD and Blu-ray. All right. We don't have time for the intro, but we do have time for Dead People We Like because we don't have time for Dead People We Don't Like.
Nope.
Big one, without this turning into book sociology, which I've said many times before, but of course this week, author Tom Clancy.
Oh, yes.
Remember that. So of course he's written many, many novels. A few have been made into movies, and they all involve Jack Ryan in one way, shape, or form, whether he's played by Alec Baldwin or Harrison Ford or Ben Affleck. I think Chris Pine is playing Jack Ryan next. They're doing Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit. So, of course, Sum of All Fears, Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games, and Hunt for Red October.
And he was young.
He was young. He was 66. So thank you, Tom Clancy. And then we have, I love these, Guillermo Gemma, who was a spaghetti Western star, who was also known in his credits as Montgomery Wood. You know why? Because that sounds American. And starred in films like The Return of Ringo. He was in the Visconti film, The Leopard. He had a credited appearance in Ben-Hur. My Son the Hero from 1962. One Silver Dollar, Fort Yuma Gold, Wanted. So a lot of the spaghetti westerns not involving Clint Eastwood or Sergio Corbucci or Sergio Leone or Franco Nero in the mid-60s. So go look him up. Hi, Jeanette. You were just one.
I was looking. Is he not Giuliano?
Did I say Guillermo?
Yeah.
I meant Giuliano.
I was just kind of confused. I'm like, I thought his name was Giuliano because I'm such a movie expert.
You know what? Pardon my Italian.
And he kept saying Guillermo, and I'm thinking,
wow.
It's not Giuliano.
I'm getting corrected on my show.
Well, you asked. I was just kind of staring, looking very confused.
So, how are you?
I'm having actually a very nice time.
You know why?
Because I'm sitting next to Matthew Sosa.
And you know why? Because in the talk show world, she's running the table. So I want to ask, there are other billiard films besides ones involving Paul Newman. Everybody knows, I think, The Hustler and The Color of Money. But I want to ask, when you see an actor in a movie playing pool, I wonder if it's like a chef watching an actor play a chef or a musician watching an actor play a musician. Have you seen any actors actually play pool well? like Paul Newman?
No.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I haven't gotten a chance to see this last movie called Pool Hall Junkies, and I know that the most recent one is called Nine Ball, and I actually have a little cameo role in there. And I would say that, well, actually, I bet in Nine Ball there's going to be quite a few real pool players that are in that movie.
So that, it helps to bring the credibility up a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. And I'm in there. I think Allison Fisher does a little cameo appearance. Those are going to be real pool players. But I would say, of, you know, from years ago, all these Baltimore Bullet, there's a bunch of different movies where they have a little bit of pool in them. And
yeah, Baltimore Bullet I was just watching. It's 1980. It's James Coburn versus Omar Sharif. And this was a sign of the times where this was when Coburn was still kind of considered a sex symbol when he was 95 years old. No, he's cool. But the scene where he's trying to show a young lady how to hold the cue stick, and he's putting the cue stick in a certain area and making the woman open her, you know, it's not subtle. Let's put it that way.
But you know how if I'm a chef and then you're going to pretend like you're really a regular cook, but you can't even chop right.
Yes.
You know, just the way that you are with a knife, before you even start really cooking, a person that's an expert is going to be able to see just by the way you stand, the type of bridge you're using, the timing of your swing.
Right.
It's pretty obvious.
So I would say if you're watching somebody shoot pool in a movie and there's an extreme close-up, that's for the actor's benefit.
But I'm not, you know, honestly, I'm not real critical when it comes to what I see. For me, anytime they have pool on TV, I celebrate. I think it's just good for our sport to just have it included. Of course, I always wonder why they didn't call me to come in, you know, and make it even more fun and exciting. But
you're too expensive and you're a natural character.
You're so good.
I get 10% of nothing, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job.
So once again, tell us what is happening in a couple weeks with Halloween Howl.
On October 19th from 7 to 11 period. P.M. at the Murat Shrine Theater in the Arabian Room. You can get more information and get tickets at HalloweenHowl.net. And it is just a great party. Fundraiser for ALS. And I hope you guys can absolutely join us and stay in touch or go to my website. Also, I have a school in Indianapolis called the Black Widow Experience. And you can find out more information about that at BlackWidowBuilders.com.
You have class?
I do. I do a group class.
Dude, we should sit in the back row.
And for the Howler.
In my class, there's only eight, ten students, so everyone gets a front row seat, and there's no escape.
So we can't pass notes?
No. No.
Do you like me, circle one? God, that would be a humbling experience.
It's honestly, I work on everything, your fundamentals. I teach you about strategy, things to do on the pool table. I get you lined up right at the end. We play pool together. We have lunch together. We tell stories. It's fun. It's about 7 hours. Damn. A day with the Black Widow. Christmas is coming. Gift certificate.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
also,
in Indianapolis.
For the Howl, we're 2 weeks away at this point, so there's no reason. So get it on your calendar. You're 2 weeks away, and there's
absolutely
no reason.
Absolutely. And they have silent auctions. They have a costume contest. You don't have to be dressed, but it really is a lot of fun. Really, come out. Support your community. Support ALS. HalloweenHowl.net.
Kobe, we should go as each other. You just got to grow this, and I'll give you the Pistons jersey. You can give me your Hansborough dress. I got him in his.
I'm trying to imagine this here.
No, I got he and his lovely bride matching. Well, complimentary,
matching.
Tyler Hansborough Pacer jerseys. The problem was I don't know his size because guys don't know other guys' clothing size. Yeah, I'm not gonna call your wife. Go, what is yours?
That's
give
a medium,
me your measurements.
Right? You're a medium.
Wow, thanks.
Or do you like things more slim fitted?
Well, this thing, he could wear it for cocktail parties. It's that long.
He's hesitating.
It's
going,
past his knees.
Does he not want to give that up?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a woman's age. Really? Oh, wrong finger, Kobe. No, we got one more with it. So, thank you so much for hanging out.
I'm so glad I came on the show. Thank you for having us.
You know you're
Thanks
invited.
For supporting Halloween Howl.
You know you're invited anytime.
I appreciate that. I shall be back.
Jeez. Okay, here's
I was trying to be scary. Was I scary?
Yes, duly noted. Okay, here's some words to live by.
Yay!
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Till next time, go see a good movie, shoot some pool. You deserve it. Some more than others. Go Tigers. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the point or WFYI.org.
We're gone. Good night, Fort Myers.
I love you, Jordan.